The new law closes some loopholes uncovered in a recent expose by the Tribune and Channel 9. That report found top union leaders maneuvering to get lucrative public retirement packages and substitute teachers who worked for a day getting benefits for life. Lawrence Massal, president of the Civic Federation, says it's a good step, but not nearly enough.
It will still leave the city of Chicago with over $15 billion in unfunded promises to its workers, and it will still leave the state of Illinois with over $85 billion in unfunded promises.
Massal says what's needed now is comprehensive reform.
It does not address the elephant in the living room for the state of Illinois. How are we going to fund this pension program and keep it from becoming insolvent?
Regine Schlesinger, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.